I'm all about that fuss-free glam. Give me makeup that's versatile and feels like air on my skin and has ingredients that love my face, that's good for my face. You know, clean ingredients. And don't even get me started on mascaras because I do want them bold and lengthening. And so we have Thrive Cosmetics, which I've been using since 2020, obviously because I appreciate their foolproof products that make it really easy to apply for any skill level. And they have a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look, but also they give back. Every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive, hence why it's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty skincare are not just makeup brands, they're a whole vibe. They're all about empowering us to rock our confidence, and when you support them, we are helping other communities thrive. Their stuff is not only easy to use, but no nasties, zero parabens, sulfites, phthalates. They are 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Let's talk lashes. Thanks to Thrive's liquid lash extensions, I must say that my lashes are just so beautiful and lush. It adds length, there are no clumps, and also guess what? It slides right off with warm water, so no raccoon eyes here. And I appreciate they have nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And it's a unique formula they use that creates these tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. We've had problems in the past with the link, but the link does work now. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Ladies, we all have different symptoms that time of the month. For me, my energy level happens to just dip insanely, and I just feel a little down, you know, a little sluggish. And so I'm happy to share Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, and they are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And so here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So, Hormone Harmony is for any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances, and it's perfect for symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas when you have no desire to get in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean, and also hot flashes and night sweats if you happen to be going through menopause. It's really great for women with menopause. So yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC for 15% off today. Your hormones will thank you.
And my response to them is usually, actually, I think this may be their saving grace because they're going to be consuming these foods with nutrients. And even if they don't love themselves now, these foods love them back. The entire process is very healing. It's not just food. It's not just a plant-based diet, but it really is a way of connecting back to yourself.
Now let the magic begin. Hello, Soul Tribe. It's Raquel, and I am currently sitting in me and Christina's cabin in the middle of nowhere, United Kingdom. I'm using my laptop built-in microphone, kind of embarrassing, so I'm sorry if the recording does not sound as great, but I promise the interview, I use the microphone. KB and I use the microphone. KB is Christina, by the way. Anyways, right now we are currently at a fruit festival. This is my very first fruit festival, And it's been so toasty, so blazing hot every day since we've arrived. But right now, it is a tidbit drizzly with a side of gusty wind. So I'm not tempted to go play outside and jump in the lake like we usually do. So I thought, hey, I might as well record the introduction. Literally flowing with the wind right now. And welcome to British summer, they keep telling me. Anyways, I am so excited for you all to hear this interview with one of my best friends in the entire galaxy who has been my rock, especially this past year, Christina Carrillo Bucaram. And you may know her as Fully Raw Christina. So, Christina, she inspires millions of people to improve their health by implementing more or perhaps all raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, and just spreading the message that eating food brought to you by Mama Earth herself, how that will transform your health, not only physically, but mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, curing many diseases and diseases. She is the author of The Fully Raw Diet, 21 Days to Better Health, and has a brilliant, bright, and colorful YouTube channel where she shares with over a million subscribers her most desirable raw vegan recipes that may make your meat-loving father eat more vegan food, because she's helped my dad with her recipes. Christina has also founded the largest co-op in the United States, Rawfully Organic, to give back to her community. And in this episode, she gets very vulnerable about how hard that was to close down, you know, because sometimes the bigger companies win, but I'm telling you, just watching her strength through all of this, she is truly one of the strongest people I know. And this woman with a capital W is truly one of my not only best friends, but biggest inspirations in this world. And here I'm witnessing at this festival hundreds of people sharing their story with Christina and how much she not only changed their lives, but saved their lives. I truly didn't even recognize the level of impact. I knew she had a great impact in this world, but really like being able to witness it and the tears in people's eyes of how much she's helped them, there's no words to describe that. So I'm so thankful to be here and to witness all this. And Christina, she actually arrived to London early before the Fruit Festival to stay with me. And we've just had the best time running around naked at the Ladies' Pond in London and feasting at raw vegan restaurants every night. And on our last day of London before we came to the festival, we figured that we needed to record something for you all. So I asked the Soul Tribe in the secret Facebook group if you happen to have any questions for KB. And so to those of you who asked, thank you so much. I read them all and I'm so grateful for you. And I wish that we got to more questions than we did, but she did answer a fair amount and at least her message came across. And oh boy, does she have a message. So after you listen to this episode or before, I highly recommend that you listen to part one of Christina's interview on Your Own Magic. That episode was a listener favorite for so many since the get-go, and also one of our most listened to. And Christina was one of our very first episodes. She was actually episode 7, so you just had to scroll back a bit. Actually, this is the 50th episode, guys. Ah! So congratulations to all of us, Soul Tribe, for 50 episodes. I am beyond grateful. Also, before we begin, yummy review of the week, which is by Shayla Rochelle. Hello, Shayla. She gives us 5 stars. She says, I gave this podcast 5 stars the first time, lol, but I updated it because it's been months since I've been listening now and the love hasn't gone away. This podcast is part of my morning ritual and it gets me so stoked on my morning's heart, from Raquel and formerly Allie to the guests. I love all the juicy topics and genuine nature of this podcast. Plus, I've met the most beautiful souls through the online home Allie and Raquel have created. Heart, so thankful. Heart, heart, Shayla. Thank you so much. That really means the world that you reviewed again, too. I appreciate the second review as well. Because, of course, this has evolved. This podcast has evolved drastically since the beginning. And I'm happy that you included Allie, too, because no matter what, she's always here in spirit and in all of our hearts. And yes, thank you. I appreciate that. And if you want to also be Yummy Review of the Week next week, guys, leave a review. I would love to hear from you. Now let the magic begin with Fully Raw Christina. All right. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
So here, guys, is Christina.
Hey, you guys, it's Christina. I love that, like, our train ride last night was the funniest thing of all time. I think we said maybe three cohesive sentences, and in the midst of it was all of just these gibberish funny words, and yet here we were just cracking up on our train ride. Tetris. And we can play phone games. Like, it was just ridiculous.
Don't mind us,
guys.
It's
so good.
Shall we jump in?
We shall.
Shall we jump in? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the first question is from Lexi Ray. What up, Lexi? She asks, I know eating a plant-based diet is amazing for your physical body, and I personally love how I feel. I'm wondering if you think that eating fully raw would help cure symptoms of mental disorders, too.
Oh, hi, Lexi. This is absolutely one of my favorite topics of all time, because while I began eating fully raw to help with my diabetes, and I did eventually reverse my diabetes, I truly believe that this way of eating was almost like my gateway drug into discovering all of the other benefits that it had to offer. And one of those was my mental health and also spiritual connection that came with eating, you know, consuming this kind of food and approaching this lifestyle. And I have been through such a rough year this past year, and I will say that my diet is probably the only thing that kept me sane and that held me on, and it brought me so much positivity and nourishment. And I feel that that's kind of the one thing that kept me hanging on for a while, because it really does nourish you. When you have a nourished body, your mind is also nourished in a completely different way. For people who are continuously numbing themselves with different toxic foods or overstuffing or binging on things, it's like they're stuffing those emotions. They're never allowing them to kind of come up or to work through them. And I find that when you're eating foods that cleanse your body and detox, you're giving yourself the opportunity to heal, not just on a physical level, but also on a mental level as well. If you're brave enough to take that that path. And I also like to say that these foods really do love you back. I know oftentimes I've had the opportunity of working with girls who do have eating disorders, and girls who, you know, are too skinny, they binge too much, and they really struggle with finding balance with food. And it, one of the frequent things that I hear often is that they don't love themselves. They're not the way that they want to look. It becomes about self-sabotage and control when it comes to food. And when I talk with some of their parents, they're like, oh my gosh, is a raw vegan diet good to put these girls on? They're already not eating all this other stuff. You know, eating fruits and vegetables is just going to throw them off the cliff. They're going to starve to death. And my response to them is usually, actually, I think this may be their saving grace, because they're going to be consuming these foods with nutrients. And even if they don't love themselves now, these foods love them back. And the healing process begins when you understand how much you're being nourished with these vitamins and these minerals and these powerful foods. And also just intaking the colors and the vibrancy, and then also understanding that these foods come from the earth and you're connecting to the earth. The entire process is very healing. It's not just food. It's not just a plant-based diet, but it really is a way of connecting back to yourself. And it's self-love. It's compassion in all forms. You're not eating animals. You are filling your body with vibrancy. And I do believe that this lifestyle absolutely helps to heal people with mental health disorders. I know this past year when I was going through my depression of losing my co-op, I can't imagine how much more awful it would have been if I were eating poor foods or fast foods or things like that. I almost believe that I probably would have killed myself, because the energy level that it drags you down to is honestly depressing in and of itself. Eating these high frequency foods, these high energy foods, whether or not you're feeling sad, these foods do uplift you, and you can change your state in any given moment. And once you learn how to do that, I know Tony Robbins teaches this. It's like, in also consuming a good diet and practicing good journaling exercises or moving your body, putting on a happy song, dancing around, getting these things moving, your mental state can change quite quickly. So I hope that kind of answers your question, but I do believe that mental health is one of the reasons, or I would say one of the gifts that I've discovered in this lifestyle, because I realized very quickly that it was not just about the physical benefits, but also about the emotional healing that comes when you consume this food. Raw food cleanses you, and it will not just cleanse you physically, but it will cleanse you mentally as well. It will pour up a lot of emotions. So be prepared for that, and don't be scared of it. I would say to embrace it, because, I mean, it's not often that we get the opportunity to do the emotional work as well. And a lot of people fear it, you know, from what will come up. What will these changes in my life be? What if it tells me this? Da, da, da. Don't be afraid of those things. Consider it an empowerment opportunity in a way that you have the ability now to change and to get rid of these skeletons in your closet and to improve the things that you'd really like to work on.
Wow, KB.
You okay? I feel like that was the first question and we just dove right in.
Yeah, we're diving right in. But that was everything that I hope that Lexi needed to hear, I know, but also myself. So thank you.
Yeah.
You have been there for me for the past 2 years, especially you've seen me through all my range of eating disorders and have helped me out so much. And that's why I have a mostly raw diet. And now that I'm eating fully raw right now, it's even helping me heal in so many ways, in ways that I've had this disordered mentality for over a decade.
Do you feel that mentally you've noticed a shift in yourself in the past few days of you eating this way?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Do you see it?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, we were running around naked at the ladies' pond yesterday.
It's a different Raquel. You know, I want to say for the ladies who are listening who aren't plant-based or who aren't vegan here, it's really not hard. There are so many reasons to go vegan or to eat raw foods. It can be for physical health benefits, for ethical reasons, or environmental reasons. I truly believe that it's the way of the future. If you haven't already jumped on the train, I recommend trying just one raw vegan meal a day. It doesn't have to be hard. It can be just like having a meal of watermelon in the morning, a mono meal of watermelon. It can be a smoothie. It can be a juice. It can be a salad. But it's focus on nurturing yourself and not punishing. You are nourishing your body with these foods. And even if you're not used to tasting them or consuming them now, try and build up the appetite for them if you can. It really does completely shift you in so many ways. It's so important. I can't stress that enough.
So important. I'm trying to find a question right now, because a lot of people are concerned with raw veganism and its balance, you know, because people are concerned with macros and that hype. And
you know, I don't even think about that anymore. I've been a raw vegan for 13 years now. I mean, I've been through more bad crap than I can name for most people. I'm not trying to compare, but I mean, I lost my business of 11 years of you know, overcome diabetes, dealt with like the worst public harassment to the point of where I had to contact the FBI, like things that, you know, I don't see normal people going through.
And there's more that is not revealed.
There's tons more I'm not mentioning here.
Yeah.
Heartbreak, the loss of friends, betrayal, being in more than $100,000 worth of debt from people just stealing money and leaving me in these terrible positions. And I will say that I believe that my lifestyle pulled me through that. And I've never counted, I would say, actually I did in the beginning count calories because I realized I wasn't eating enough, but I would say maybe within the past 10 years, I haven't counted a calorie. I don't focus on macros. I just focus on listening to my body, because for me, that's more balanced. Mm-hmm. And I know that fruits and vegetables are God's fruits and vegetables. Yeah. Like, they're it's nature's food. And as long as I'm eating colors and I'm satisfying myself enough, and I know if I'm consuming enough and not feeling hungry throughout the day, if I'm getting in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables seasonally and colors, and I feel good. And I know when I feel good, I know when I'm at my best, and I definitely know when I'm not at my best. And I always feel good when I eat raw food. And that's why I continue to choose this path. It's not a diet where I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this for 2 weeks. I'm going to lose the weight, feel great, and then go back to eating, you know, Domino's pizza or something like that. No, it's I made a conscious choice to do this lifestyle and to continue to do it. And just like, you know, you wake up with a partner every day and you choose them, I wake up every day and I choose this lifestyle. It's not something that I've like committed to for the rest of my life. It's a day by day choice for me, because I want to feel good. I want to feel the most energetic and cleansed. And I know when I'm at my best, I can help others. I know people can be worried about the balance option, but if you think about it, in the raw vegan world, you're still getting your carbohydrates, your fats, and your proteins. Your carbohydrates come from fruit. Your proteins come from greens and some nuts and seeds, and your fats come from nuts, seeds, and things like avocados and coconuts. And while some people may feel that this lifestyle can be very limiting, I actually feel that this brought me so much freedom, because it is not a restrictive diet. It is a freedom-based lifestyle. I'll say that again, because I just wanted to sink in. This is not a restrictive diet. It is a freedom-based lifestyle. I'm giving you the opportunity to just have complete health freedom in what you eat. And I know that may sound confusing to some people, because they're like, what do you mean it's not restrictive? I can't eat meat. I can't eat dairy. I can't eat my crackers or my, you know, my binge ice cream that I like to eat at night. And in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, but those foods are also hurting you. And why are you eating them? Are you eating them at 2 in the morning, at 10 p.m. at night? Is it like your guilty pleasure? Because that's not nourishing. That's punishing almost in a way. Unless there are other factors. We'll continue on. But with fruits and vegetables, it really does become about you're eating seasonally and locally. And I would say that every year I'm consuming more than 200 different varieties of fruits and vegetables. Way more than that, actually. Can you say that as well? Are you eating that much variety in your diet on a yearly basis? The answer will probably be no. Most people tend to consume the same thing over and over again on a weekly basis, like Monday night Chinese, Tuesday Subway. I love that little restaurant. I'm going to go there twice a week.
Or even the same dinner every night. Like, I noticed I was getting in this cycle of eating just the same dinner every night.
Yeah. And people think that, okay, it's going to be restrictive by going to raw food. I eat so much variety, and I get so excited now about trying new fruits and vegetables, and even just preparing my food. I know that the time factor can be concerning for some people, but for me, I found that it saves me so much time, and with all the energy that I have, I'm far more productive. I need less sleep. I mean, I run 4 businesses. I just started my 5th one just as recently, the retreats business, and so I mean, for people who say that, like, they don't have time, I'm like, well, it somehow, it, like, gave me time. Right. It gave me more time and energy to do what I want to do. Not to mention, if I'm never sick, I'm spending way less money on medical bills, and I'm investing more into myself. And, so I don't really worry about the macros, the micros,
you're
the
so
things
balanced.
Like that.
Well, but you get a wealth of micronutrients because you eat such a wealth of fruits and vegetables in different colors. And so that's why you stay so healthy. Maylee O'Donnell asks, how to feel satisfied eating raw foods? I feel like I can never get full from fruit or salads, even if I eat a ton. Thank you, XS. Also would love her to touch on the ethical and environmental reasons to eat vegan. So we'll take this one.
Sure. Hello, lovely. I would say this question can apply to many people. And I'll just tell you a quick story here, because I feel that sometimes when I tell stories, they can be quite effective. I was coaching a woman for a few months, and when she first started eating raw, she had so much energy, and she was great. She loved it. She was obsessed. And then after maybe like a month, 2 weeks, she had this massive pitfall where she was like, oh, I just feel tired all the time. I can't, I don't feel as good as I did in the beginning. What's going on? So I went over to her house. She lived in Houston at the time. And we went and we weighed all of her food. Like, I wanted to know exactly what she was eating, how much, and what was going on. Because keep in mind, sometimes it's not just about the food, but you have to look at all aspects of how this person is living their life. So we looked at a bunch of things, and once I weighed her food, we realized she was eating 600 calories a day.
Wow.
And she thought she was eating so much more than she actually was. She's like, yeah, but I'm eating like 3 bananas and like a salad and some tomatoes, and this is so much food. And I was like, honey, you're eating 600 calories a day. I was like, that may feel good for the first 2 weeks, but after that, like, your body's going into, I don't care if it's raw or this, it's like you're gonna dip in energy. I was like, we've got to get your calories up. No wonder you're feeling hungry. And she was like, well, I just feel like I'll never be full if I'm only eating raw fruits and vegetables. I said, yes, because you're not consuming quantities that you need. So we need to kind of shift things around. We need to create a meal plan for you. And believe it or not, but this helped her so much to the point of where I think she's still doing this lifestyle today. And I know at the time as well, she was breastfeeding and she wasn't producing enough milk. And when she did this, like, her milk came back. Like,
no.
She started.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Chills.
So I thought that was so cool too. And she thought it was the bananas. She's like, I think it's the bananas. I was like, no, honey, it's like all of it combined. It's all of it. She's like, no, it's the bananas. It's the lactose. I was like, oh, honey. I just started laughing. But it just shows that when you, and I bring this up not because I don't know how much you're eating and I don't know what's going on, but I think there's a lot of exploration and experimentation to be done in measuring at the very beginning how much you're eating, because you may not be consuming enough calories. And even if you think that you're eating a lot, it still may not be enough. And this is because raw fruits and vegetables are super high in water content, but low in calories. So even eating an apple or two may make you feel really full because you're not used to consuming that volume. Mm-hmm. But because it's so high in water, you're going to feel really full, but it's going to drain out of your system really fast. You'll probably pee out the next hour. So my recommendation is to try some of these recipes, you know, put together. I mean, I'd love to give you some. You know, a breakfast could be a smoothie bowl, but make sure you're using like 4 bananas and a cup of strawberries and this, or even if you're trying to fit like 3 smoothies in your day, at the minimum, 3 32-ounce jars of smoothies every day. Mm-hmm. She may be thinking right now, oh my God, that sounds like so much, but that's how much you'd need to successfully get in the amount of calories that, you know, and I personally consume about 2,400 calories a day, just based upon like the amount of fruit that I eat and whatnot. And I know most people, they tend to range from 1,600 to 2,000. It just, your stomach is a muscle just like anything else. It does take time to get used to eating these foods, but I promise it happens. And the more active you are, the more hungry you'll get and the more you'll be able to fill up your carbohydrate fuel tank. Something else I wanted to touch on was the calorie portion. So going raw does not mean eating salad all day, because that would be impossible for you to be able to get the necessary amount of calories or the amount of energy that you need in your day to sustain yourself. Now, I know calories has a negative connotation for a lot of people, but for me, I think of it as my fuel. In the raw vegan world, because I'm no longer consuming pastas, breads, rices, other forms of carbohydrate, my new source of fuel becomes fruit. And it has nothing to do with sugar in this case. So stop thinking about, oh, it's too much sugar. If you're not eating any other form of carbohydrate, you need the fruit. And it's a simple sugar. It's a simple carbohydrate. It is the best fuel for your body. And when you're not eating everything else and you're eating a ton of fruit, it is a good thing. So release the notion that sugar is bad for you. This sugar is your energy. So you have to be able, in the raw vegan world, you have to be able to consume enough fruit to get enough calories. That's very difficult for some people to comprehend, but let's see, if you were trying to have 2,000 calories of fruit in a day, it may look like 5 or 6 bananas, a bowl of watermelon, a bowl of mango, a bowl of berries, a bowl of, you know, grapes or other fruit. It would look like that in abundance. If you were trying to eat 2,000 calories of greens in a day, you'd have to eat about 20 heads of romaine.
Wow.
Most people don't realize how difficult that is. I have tried, and it did not leave me feeling amazing at the end of the day. I do consume about 3 heads of leafy greens every day when I'm home and when I'm working at doing it myself or if I'm making a green juice or something. But the way that I get in my calories and my energy is through fruit. So if you are trying to feel more full, I would definitely say what I recommend is eat a ton of fruit throughout the day, as much as you care for, enough to feel satisfied. Even when you think that it's too much, have a few bites more because most likely you're still getting your body used to eating this way. And then for dinner, large salads and include creamy nut seed dressings if you can, like avocados or coconuts. And fats tend to calm you down more at the end of the day and provide a lot of that satiation that you're looking for. And I like to consume my fats at night because they kind of get me ready to go to bed. They rev me down, and my dinners, being more, you know, salad, green heavy, are filled with a lot of protein. So whatever nutrition gap that I'm needing at the end of the day, that tends to top off my tank. I hope that makes sense. You asked me about macros and I totally just went off.
No, that was great, honestly. And also that does help people get an idea of the abundance and what they can eat, because a lot of people think that they're afraid that they're going to feel deprived of all the things that they can't eat. But when you realize like there's so much more that you can eat, that you don't have to be afraid of fruit.
There's so many possibilities. Like when people think that they're limiting themselves, I'm like, you don't even know. It's a whole world that you haven't even opened yourself up to. I'm like, please break away from like the standard American diet. It's just, that is so 2017.
And even in the 2017, indeed. Well, even in the standard American diet, most people, because people are concerned with portions and also having to, like, knowing how many calories, having to weigh everything.
Well, they have to be, because they don't know what's in the food. Yes. And for them, it's all of this unhealthy processed food. And if they don't regulate it, their body explodes because that food's not meant to be in your body.
Right. Well, and this is what I'm pointing out, is that because you said that you recommend potentially like people measuring and just double checking to begin, and a lot of people might be turned off by that, but even if you're eating a standard American or standard European diet, you still should probably moderate some, daily.
Yeah, people are moderating and looking at their calories anyways.
Right.
But I'm not recommending it for you to like
stress out.
I'm not telling you to weigh your food or to figure out what you're eating so that you can limit yourself. No. I want you to learn about food. Use this as like an educational opportunity. Figure out what's actually in your food, what's going in your body, and then write down everything else. How much you're peeing each day, how much you're pooping, what's coming out of your poop, how do you feel? Like, this is like a food diary.
Yeah.
This isn't for you to diet. This is for you to get to know your body. And once you understand like the calories that are in fruits and vegetables and you get the hang, you never have to do it again. Because you just know, you are educating yourself about this. And when you self-educate, it really is power.
I just must thank Everly Well for making this episode possible and giving you, my dear listener, and I easier access to finding out our food sensitivities and vitamin D and inflammation levels and metabolism and thyroid conditions. Like, what? And there have way more easy made lab testings that you can just do from your home. So me, I know I am severely deficient in vitamin D, which is apparently very common here in London. And also, too, Everly Well helped me find out that I am just moderately sensitive to green peas. I'm glad that that's my only somewhat allergy, because I don't even really care for green peas.
Perfect.
But I like pea protein powder, but it's okay. You know, I'm not too heartbroken over it. But I am happy that I can eat all the fruits and all the vegetables and all the nuts and seeds with you, KB. Except for peas.
It's beautiful. All of the fruits and all of the vegetables.
Oh man, I am also just I'm truly thanking my body for being such a warrior. And I want to plant the seed in your ear that your greatest asset and investment is yourself. And we're just so lucky to have access to learn more about our temples, these human suits, so we can treat these suits the way that he or she deserves at every single meal. So Everly Wells, an at-home health testing, and their tests are private and simple and all processed through certified labs. All you have to do is head to everlywell.com, choose your tests, and they'll be shipped directly to your doorstep. Then once you complete your sample collection and send it back into Everly Wells certified labs, they will process your sample and send your results via their online secure site just within 5 days. It only takes 5 days. So head to everlywell.com and use the code MAGIC to take 15% off your order. And so I'll put that in the show notes. That's everlywell.com, offer code MAGIC for 15% off. She also asks to touch on ethical and environmental reasons.
Oh my gosh. For those of you who have not seen the movie Cowspiracy, I just want to say that it is an amazing movie, and it talks a lot about, it was Kip Anderson did this movie, and he's a friend of mine. It talks about one of the main reasons that our Earth is dealing with environmental problems is from animal agriculture. We use so much of our land and water and our natural resources in order to feed these animals, these, you know, cows, cattle, you know, just these animals that we are unethically, brutally slaughtering in order to feed us. It's not organic. I don't care if they say it's organic. It's not organic. It's not tastefully done. And most of these animals are starving anyway. We're basically eating starving, dying, abused animals. And people wonder why they feel bad all the time. Subconsciously, that affects your system. It affects your psyche. And you don't know what that other animal's been eating or what's been through. So it's like you are what you eat eats.
Yeah.
And environmentally, it's the one thing that's depleting a lot of our resources right now. And it's clearing our land. It's using our fresh water. And I can't believe that this is still a thing. And there's got to be a better way for people to be able to discover, you know, how to do this. If this were my – if I were president – the first thing that I would do is I would completely put the meat and dairy industry out of business. And no, I'm being serious. That would be the first thing that I would do. And I would replace all of these farms with fruit and veggie farms, because we can do so much more with having fruit trees and vegetable gardens everywhere. People would feel so much better. It would be so much better for the earth and the animals. And I honestly think it would save our planet. There's so much now happening with global warming, and I feel like even that could turn things around.
Oh, Christina for 2020, people.
I'm telling you, I'm running for president. It's happening.
Yes. All right. Any advice for – this is from Oma Redard. Auma. It's either Ouma or Oma. I love your name, though. Anyways, Oma asks, any advice for eating fully raw and being fully satisfied on a budget? As a student, it's quite easy to make up some pasta or rice when out of time instead of full, beautiful salad, just in regards to budget and time.
Hello. I actually was fully raw throughout all of my college years. So I went fully raw my senior year of high school. That's when I first started. And after winning the high school raffle, I won a microwave, and I turned it in and for a blender, my first blender. And it was at that moment that I knew, and I told myself I was going to make a commitment to try and be fully raw throughout college, and I did. And I did it on a budget of $60 a week, feeding myself. And trust me, it's possible. And I ate a lot of bananas. I stored – oh, yeah. I remember every week I bought 3 cases of produce, and that's what I lived off of for a bit. And then I also got the college that I was at to fund my meal plan, because I did so much environmental and community work on campus that I got my meal plan for free. So what I did is every week I went and I bought 3 cases of something, whether it was like a case of bananas, a case of romaine, a case of pears. I remember at the time I was in Nashville, so those were my 3 go-tos. Because it was like that was enough fruit for me to eat throughout the day, and then I had lettuce and greens at night. So I ate a lot of bananas, pears, and romaine lettuce. And then anything else I needed to supplement from the school cafeteria, I went to the lettuce bar, the salad bar, not the lettuce bar, the salad
bar. The lettuce bar.
Sorry, my English not so good looking today. I went to the salad bar every day, and then I would just kind of fill in the gaps with you know, the different colored veggies that they had at the salad bar, and I would use those. And yeah, I did that on $60 a week for almost 4 years until, like, I think my last year and a half of college is when I started the co-op, because I just wanted abundance, and I started the farmers market at Rice University and got to know farmers and did a lot of volunteering. And then I created my own farmers market, and then after that it was like I had so much food abundance, you don't even know. But I definitely paid my dues. I was storing bananas under my bed for a good 3 years.
But she probably wants a range of fruit instead of just bananas. But some places are so expensive.
But, I mean, I was in Nashville, Tennessee. So, like, yeah. I didn't have access to that. So, I mean, the best advice I would give would be find a local co-op, find a wholesale distributor, and start getting in there and making deals. And if you are on a tight budget, and it sounds like – yeah, I understand that budget is an issue, but when I heard her concern, it sounded like more of a variety issue for her, right? Yeah. Like, it's easier for her to just cook up a bowl of pasta or rice than it would be to chop up a whole rainbow salad, because honestly, you can find a rainbow salad at the same price. There's ways to go about doing that. If it's time efficiency, I would say go for mono mealing, honestly, until you really get used to it, because it's way quicker to chop up a watermelon, like a $5 watermelon, and split it in half and have half of a watermelon for dinner than it would be to take 20 to 30 minutes to cook up a bowl of pasta, add the sauce. I mean, you're already splitting your time in half and you're consuming one fruit at a time, which would make it easier for you. So, you know, I did mono milling for a good 6 months when I first started, and I felt like it really cleansed me the best, and it brought a ton of wake-up calls into my life. So I don't know if that's something you'd be willing to do, but if you'd like to try that, it's open for you.
That's a really good advice. For a student, I think that there will be access, and she's in Berlin, and I think that in Berlin they have they're more open and have a lot of vegan options all around. But one thing that came to mind is you said watermelon for dinner.
And why not?
And why not? But a lot of people have that mentality that it's not okay to have fruit at night.
But if she's mono-milling on fruit all day, It's a little different, you know, like her body will adjust to that. Especially watermelon is not as high in sugar as other things.
But for her to get enough micronutrients in and to make sure she gets some fats, like at night.
No. Don't even think about that. I'm like, why are you going there? You're freaking these people out. Don't even think that way. Most people need to go through a process of cleansing their body first, right? And for her, mono mealing, you may not realize this, but even fruit has protein, even fruit has fat. It has trace of those in it. So a mono meal of fruit is still a complete meal. So you don't have to worry about, like, sometimes eating so much variety. I went 6 months on just eating mangoes, and it was probably
the 6 months?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. When I was in Costa Rica with my family and I was living there, I was going to school, and I probably never felt as good as I did in there, because my body was so efficient at using the food. My digestion and my elimination was insane. It became like clockwork. I just never felt so good. And I felt that it was one of the best things I could have done to really cleanse my body, because it is so much easier for your body to digest one thing at a time rather than like 12 things at a time. Mm-hmm. And I think if she wants to go that route, she can, not to be afraid of it. But, I mean, even just having one mono meal for dinner is definitely not going to hurt her. I think it would help her.
And there's way more nutrients in that fruit than there is in rice and pasta.
Yes, absolutely, for sure.
Thank you to Your Own Magic sponsor, who has been with us since the beginning, Hum Nutrition. And yes, Tribe, by the way, they're still doing the giveaway, so jump on that, which we're now on the 7th round. And I know that there are many happy and healthy yomis out there that have received their Hum gifts all around the globe. So if you're interested in being one of them, then just wait. I'll tell you the giveaway instructions. But now, if you haven't heard of Hum, Hum is a magical vitamin and supplement company that has collected a wealth of data about our food, drink, and different lifestyle choices from all kinds of people, so they can recommend the right micronutrients and create the right products for your unique shell and develop supplements catered to your lifestyle. And since, of course, there is no magical pill, a Hum personal nutritionist for free will help you out with that and find the right product for you. And their products are all premium quality, non-GMO, gluten-free, and sustainably sourced. And most of the products are vegan too. I've expressed on the podcast before that my favorite was Gut Instinct when it healed my Bali belly after so many months of dealing with this digestive issue. But I can confidently say that today my digestion is running more smoothly, so I'm not taking those anymore right now. But right now I love their raw beauty superfood powders in my morning smoothie. And I think I need to get in order their Killer Nails, which is a high potency vegan biotin supplement. And yeah, if you saw my nails, you'd be like, girl, you need some Killer Nails right now. So anyways, if you're interested in the highest quality supplements for your beautiful temple, then head to humnutrition.com, promo code MAGIC, and the link is in the show notes. That's humnutrition.com, promo code MAGIC. Oh, I love this question because I've suffered from digestive issues in the past. So Priscilla von Hethoff asks, if you suffer from digestive issues such as IBS or candida, can the fully raw diet still work for you? I always get a bit scared straying away from cooked foods as I have a super sensitive stomach. All my love and thanks for all you do, Christina. Heart emoji.
So can it help people with digestive issues, basically?
Yeah, basically.
Absolutely. I'll give you the most extreme case. So this would be Crohn's disease. I've known many people who've reversed Crohn's disease by doing this. And I know a lot of people who they have a hard time breaking down their food. And if that's the case, you can start off very easy with very soft fruits and vegetables. An easy example, this would be bananas or mangoes. And like we were just talking about monomils, eating one thing at a time or even just blending up your food and consuming it that way. There's no softer food than that, really. If you could do a soup even if you wanted to, like a fruit soup or a veggie soup. By blending it and heating it up.
A fruit soup. How do you heat it up?
Just by blending it and letting it get a little warm.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's still raw.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Unless you leave it on for like 10 minutes. Yeah. But if you 3 or 4 minutes blending, it's just going to make it a little warm. It's not going to cook it.
Yeah.
And then I would say as well, if you have really, really, really sensitive, and I would say if you're really, really sensitive to this, maybe stay away from some cruciferous vegetables in the beginning until, you know, you build up your tummy strength again to make that happen.
The digestive enzymes. That's what I have to do because right now I'm a steamed broccoli girl because I bloat like crazy if I have a raw broccoli.
So, but the funny thing is you can freeze your broccoli and then when it thaws out, it's soft again and it's still raw and it has more nutrients than when you cook it.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, I love that too. But at the same time, it almost makes me wonder, why can't you juice your broccoli? Go on a juice cleanse as well if you're really worried about having your body heal itself for a bit. Like, do a 7-day juice cleanse and start, rebuilding.
Yeah, and it will totally change your microbiome. I think she's also worried, though. She says candida, and a lot of people, you know, the big hype is that candida is created after you eat too many bananas or fruit sugars.
So I've never heard that. Actually, I think people fear candida because, you know, they think that eating too much fruit will give it to them. But candida is actually a very selective thing. And most people who are afraid to get candida usually never get candida. Mm-hmm. It's like one in every 20 people or something actually has candida.
Wow.
My sister had candida and it was to the point of where she had like fungus growing on her chest and on her skin. And it was like a real case of candida. But my sister didn't grow up eating fruit. So it wasn't from the sugar that she was eating. And once we spoke to many doctors and things like that, we realized it was from the fat intake that she was consuming.
Oh,
so when we first took out her fat, it got tremendously better. And she did a banana cleanse for 30 days and actually, like, began to really improve. And she tried a lot of things from, like, turpentine and to also natural things to help rid it. But the thing that really helped her the most was limiting her fat intake a bit.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. But most people who are afraid to get candida, if they don't already have candida, they're most likely not going to get it from this.
I think everybody has a little bit of it.
Really?
Yeah, supposedly. That's what my colonic person said to me.
Well, I mean, that would just be more of like growth, like probiotic fungal growth in your system.
Right.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to necessarily be like candida, I think.
And also, speaking of fats, by the way, I know a lot of girls end up becoming scared of fats, and they're afraid to even have avocado.
Oh, that's just so silly. You need it, especially if you're eating raw food. Sometimes that's what helps fill you up and make you feel satisfied. It's what makes your skin beautiful and your hair shiny. And gosh, there have been times where for dinner I just monomealed on avocados because I couldn't find anything else, and I felt great.
I remember calling you. You're like, I just had 6 avocados.
I'm like, I was like, I didn't have anything else for dinner. I'm traveling. I'm in this weird country. I found avocados. It was great. But no, you should not be afraid of fat, especially if you are, you know, balancing out everything else. Mm-hmm. Your body knows what to do. Like, and you have to trust your body in these moments. If you're giving your body the right foods, your body knows exactly what to do with them. But if you're giving your body all these processed foods that it doesn't know what to do with, that's when you should really be worried. That's when the problems start to arise.
Yeah, this will might bleed into that question. So Mike Lear asks, I'm so great with pronouncing names, guys. I would love to know more about a raw vegan lifestyle and balancing your hormones, your period. Much love to you too. You are such inspiring humans.
Thank you. It's amazing. If anything, my personal experience with it has been incredible because when I was sick, when I was 18 years old, I still hadn't quite had my period yet, you guys. I was a super late bloomer, and I ovulated. I knew that I ovulated, but for a long time, I didn't have my period. I was too skinny when I first started eating this way because I was sick from my diabetes and a bunch of other things. And I would say about 4 years into eating this way, I got my period for the first time.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know, was I 23? I don't remember. But I remember having it, and it was like the coolest feeling. I was like, oh my God, I'm a woman.
I'm a woman. With a capital W.
And I was a late bloomer. Like, my boobs came in after that and everything happened. It was my body letting me know that I really was healthy. And I was really great for it and I was grateful for it. And then I would say that, like, I've never had problems with cramps or mood swings or anything like that. I've never had thyroid issues. Everything has just functioned just as it should. As long as I get enough sleep and I'm eating enough, I've noticed that I seem super balanced with this. And I get my blood checked every year. I've never had any type of, you know, imbalances in these hormone areas, especially the thyroid. So
I'm
doing pretty good there. And for women who are worried about hormonal imbalances, I would say that this food is the best thing to balance you out because you're not stressing out your body with different chemicals. You're actually calming your nerves and everything down with all of these nutrients. You're providing so much good nutrition to your body. Your body knows what to do.
It's the world's nutrition. It's whole food, whole fruit that hasn't been processed at all.
Yeah. I would say that the hormone is a no-brainer, especially for women who want less mood swings. Go for the fruits and the vegetables, but be willing to do the emotional work. And don't get the hormonal imbalances confused with getting emotional.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's something important to note because this food, as you're detoxing and cleansing, it can bring up a lot of emotions within you because as you cleanse the physical body, the mind also cleanses. That doesn't have to be a mood swing. That can be like, holy moly moly, I have a lot of emotional work to do and to clear. Not to be confused with hormonal imbalances, which hormonal imbalances can be like shown with how you sweat or, you know, can appear to be some kind of a bipolar disorder or your period is way off or like your cramps are so intense that you can't go to work that day. All of those are more intense signs of than you just like crying all the time or, you know, crying all the time could mean like you really have some traumatic stuff you need to work through and you emotionally need to deal with it. It doesn't have to be a hormonal imbalance.
And one reason why you're a walking inspiration for this lifestyle, well, there's so many, but you are one of the strongest women that I know.
Okay.
Again, with a capital W.
A woman with a capital W.
That you are just so healthy and your body is so aligned. And I mean, you have the most vibrant skin and your eyes are just so light and beautiful. They look like the Milky Way.
Thank you, love.
Yes. But yeah, and also I know that you have your period and that's
absolutely your body is self-healing.
Yeah.
Like this is something that I've always found to be so interesting. I've broken plenty of limbs on my body when I was little and now, and, I'll give you an example. I broke my pinky toe about 2 years ago and I didn't even go to the doctor because I knew there was nothing I could do to fix it. I wasn't going to get surgery for it. Not suggesting this for other people, but I did get it looked at by a chiropractor and somebody else. And he was like, oh, do you want pain meds? He was like, it's a bad break, but honestly, it's like, there's not much you can do. Your body knows how to heal itself. He's like, most doctors, when you break a limb in your body, the body heals itself. He's like, the medication you get, that's just for the pain to like help people feel better, yeah, like about it mentally.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, then I don't want it, because it's like your body knows what to do to heal itself. There's nothing you can do to force that. As long as you put the right fuel in your tank, if you're putting premium fuel in there, your body knows how to run.
She's strong.
It may have to go through some processes to like build, like cleanse, restore, and all those, but eventually your body knows how to get back mm-hmm. to that point. And that's something you have to trust.
Especially when you're eating food from Mama Nature, from Mama Earth.
Yeah.
Just trust her. And also, or him, trust him too. It's true. Our bodies are warriors. They're incredible.
Our bodies, oh, they care for us every day. For every single person who says that they don't know how to love themselves or that they're struggling with that, think about it this way. You do love yourself because your heart is beating unconditionally for you every single second of every single day without you asking for it, without you even thinking about it. So for those of you who really struggle with that, just think about it this way. Your heart is beating for you every minute.
Wow. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
I feel like we need to leave on that note. That was beautiful. We'll do a quick rapid fire.
Okay.
Yeah? And I'm going to start this rapid fire off with actually one of these questions because I like it. And
what is a rapid fire?
Rapid fire. So you're just going to answer them really quick.
Okay.
I'm just going to
give you a... Is that possible for me? I don't know.
Quick-ish. I don't think anybody's ever been quick. People go off on their trail and I just let them go.
Okay.
But this one is from Alleluia. Her question was, what's your all-time favorite fruit? You can cheat and pick one normal everyday one and one crazy exotic one. So
honestly, it just depends on what season it is and what country I'm in.
Mm, touche.
Honest. So South American would be the chico sapote.
Which is?
It is.
What family is it?
It's sapote. It's a sapote family. It's its own, that's the name of the family
for sapote. Oh, so something that most of us have not even tried or heard of or seen.
It does not exist. Well, yeah, no. It's not really grown in the U.S. that much, but I grew up on it. It tastes like apple cinnamon pie. I love it.
Oh.
Asian fruits, I do love me some jackfruit and durian. American fruits, I love figs and watermelons, depending on the season. It just depends on what season I'm in. And I always say, like, I love whatever I'm eating at that moment. I like to appreciate what I'm eating.
That is very true.
Yes.
So true. How about chocolate vanilla strawberry Neapolitan or mint chocolate chip raw vegan ice cream?
Strawberry Neapolitan.
Ooh.
I don't know why. Just that.
Strawberry Neapolitan.
Or wait, whatever
you... Strawberries in Neapolitan.
That's what I said, the first option that you said, because I don't remember everything that was in it,
chocolate,
but the first one sounded
vanilla,
better.
Strawberry Neapolitan.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yes.
Okay.
And by the way, guys, you have to try her raw vegan ice cream recipes. They are to die for.
I do love me some nice cream.
And favorite cheesecake?
Cherry.
Mm.
My cherry cheesecake recipe is...
Heavenly. Oh my gosh, I made that once.
It's so good.
My dad's obsessed too. Dog or cat person?
Doggy. I want a doggy.
Favorite city in the world?
Either Ecuador or Lebanon. Yeah. Honestly, just because it's like my roots are in both places.
So I guess, yeah. Well, what city in Lebanon?
I'm going city in Lebanon?
Yeah.
Jebel.
Okay.
It's right very close to Byblos. It's amazing.
Favorite book?
Ooh, you know what? I love The Alchemist, but I also love Under the Tuscan Sun and anything by Borges.
Ooh.
I love him. So
I'm into that.
I'm Brené Brown.
Okay. Of course. I was just listening to her this morning. What did you have for breakfast?
Green juice.
Oh, and it's delicious, guys. Favorite snack?
I don't really snack. Is that weird?
No.
Berries, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's an easy answer.
Yeah. Favorite yoga style?
Hot vinyasa power flow.
Super fast.
Super fast. I'm a very intense yogi. Intense yogi.
You are. Next level. Crystal, you're resonating with most right now.
You know, I don't think I resonate with any. I think that all of them balance you out to wherever you need to be. I don't think I resonate with any more than another. But if I were to pick one, I would probably just say my birthstone, like aquamarine.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Define love.
Love is connection.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And respect.
Define life.
Life is abundant.
Ah, these are great. Define God or the universe.
God is caring. He's also connection.
Yeah. I love it. All right, ready? The universe gave you free billboards to share one message across the main highways in major cities all around the world. What would these billboards read?
What would they read?
Yes.
Go fully raw for the animals, the planet, and the environment.
Of course.
For you. Do it for you.
Of course.
Help to change the world one fruit and veggie at a time.
Only fruits.
Only fruits and only vegetables.
Ready? Last question. I don't remember what you said on the last podcast, so let's see what you say this time. How would you advise the Euro Magic listeners to create their own magic?
I would tell them to first work on taking care of their health and then be open to the journey that comes when this happens. So by taking care of your physical health, what is the next level that you can achieve mentally and spiritually by having this happen? And I know you have a spiritual podcast. So if people are if everybody here is interested in becoming a more spiritual being, you must be cautious of what you put in your body. You can't achieve a greater level of spirituality without taking care of your health. So I welcome you to take care of your physical form so that your spiritual form can truly become more enlightened and embrace the journey.
That is beautiful. And my ear started ringing, my right ear. All right, ready to go to yoga?
Yes.
Let's go. All right, love you guys. Soul tribe, yomis, yom fries. Oh man, thank you so much for lending your ear. If you like this episode and you have a friend in mind who could use this message, please follow that impulse and spread the magic. And if you're interested in discovering self-exploration tools for your soul, well, I invite you to join the Soul Tribe exclusive site at yourownmagic.life, where I have many meditative imaginings and journalings and magic challenges and more for $4.44 per month. $4.44. And you can receive a little teaser if you rate and review the podcast. I'll just send you a meditative imagining to your inbox. Plus, you'll be entered for a chance to win $150 worth of Hum giveaway products. What? And so just send a screenshot of your rate and review to hello@yourownmagic.life. Anyways, I love you all so much. Thank you for being a light in this tribe, and have a magical day.